For our assignment this morning, Brother Chris told us to bring a verse that reminds us of our dad and also gives something, some quality we want to have as a father someday. And here in Proverbs 10:1, it says, "A wise son makes his father glad, but a son without discernment is a grief to his mother." One thing I really appreciate about my dad is how he helps me out when I mess up in the shop or in my work. And that's one of the qualities I want to have as a father someday.
One verse that makes me think of my dad is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And at some point in his life, he decided to make priorities and decide what was important to him. And there's many things that you can put your energy into, but and things you have to put your energy into, like working and stuff. But you gotta think of what's important and what's gonna matter. And he decided that he was going to put his energy to serving God and taking care of the family. And those are things that I aspire to just remember what the priority is and put my energy into that.
I got Hebrews 12, verse 1. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." And kind of like what Mike said, my dad, he left everything and decided to follow God, do whatever that meant, as much as he could see it, no matter what that meant for him or his family. He would do whatever it cost, and that's just kind of how I want to be. I want to be strong and do the right thing, no matter how that, whatever that is that God wants.
One verse that my dad's always taught us boys is Lamentations 3:27. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. And I always, whenever I think of that verse, or whenever, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, carrying a lot or whatever right now, I always think of that verse, and it reminds me of my dad, you know, saying, you know, that's what he's always taught us, you know. And a quality that I'd like to have is, as a dad, just like putting myself in other people's shoes, and also trying not to make hasty decisions on things.
One verse that I found here that goes along with my dad is Romans 2:20. "A corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth." And it says there, it talks about being a corrector and having knowledge. And one thing that our dad is good at, he's good at a lot of different things, but is correcting when we do wrong. And that's, I think, something that I really want to have.
Matthew 7:9. What man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? My daddy makes sure I have plenty to eat, and that's how I'm gonna be when I grow up. You should love your neighbor as yourself. That's what my dad tries to do. He tries to love his neighbors. And when I grow up and I will be a father, I want to do the same.
Galatians 5:14, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This reminds me of my dad because when somebody needs his help, he just goes and does it without complaining. I want to be like that when I grow up.